Welcome to The Clinical Entrepreneur, a business podcast that's dedicated to healthcare practitioners just like you who are hustling every day to build a business and a life you're proud of. Join me, Rhonda Nelson, as I share my own experiences and extract actionable advice from industry experts about what it takes to build and scale a profitable wellness practice. Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Clinical Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Rhonda, and I've got a kind of a new year, rounding out the 1 year and rolling into the new year topic for you. And that is, I want to talk to you today about being authentic. Now, I'm not implying that you're not authentic or you're a liar. I'm not implying any of that. What I'm saying is that I think for me, anyway, this year has been one where I've really had my, I don't want to say my authenticity challenged, but I've been challenged in a way that made me really look deeper about who I am and what it is that I'm committed to. In other words, what's true for me? What is my baseline truth, so to speak? What is true for me? And that truth for you might look a little bit different than it does for me. And that's completely okay. But I think that dealing with this, you know, COVID for basically almost the second full year and the lockdowns and the things that have happened, we face to face with some of our own morals and our, I mean, like a moral compass, you know, we have to make some decisions. Are we going to tell someone we're vaxxed or not vaxxed? What side of the fence are you on? How do you interact with patients that way and maintain your integrity? And are we doing the things that we really love to do? So full transparency here, this is going to be a bit of a heady podcast. And I thought it was fitting to kind of round out the year with this conversation, because we often, as clinicians, we often make concessions and we do things that we think other people want, mostly our patients. And this can translate to something as simple as taking on a patient that you know that you're not going to enjoy working with, or leading a patient on because you're still trying to kind of figure it out, but you know in your core that you're maybe not the best person to deal with that type of health condition, or you've made some compromises in your protocol because the patient said, I don't want to do that, or I want to buy with Dr. Google or whatever. And those things take us out of integrity with ourselves. And so when I was doing, I've been thinking about how do I be Rhonda, a more authentic human? How do I get in touch with that? Like my core self, my true self is what I like to say, and be more authentic to my true self. So this is one of the things I'm really going to work on more in this next year, is about really listening and seeing what is important to me and where do I need to set better boundaries in my life, not only with my, you know, in work and with my team and with my family and my spouse, like where are the places that I'm not being authentic? I can tell you one thing. I was in a relationship for many years that I wasn't able to speak my truth. I wasn't able to say what I needed to say. And that has really kind of, you know, I guess the ripple effect of that I'm seeing now, because very often, even with my husband, I sometimes don't tell him what I'm really thinking or feeling about a situation because I'd much rather just keep the peace. And that's just bad learned behavior. But I started to see that there are other places in my life where that's starting to happen and there's no need for it. So first thing I did was I went in and looked up the definition of authenticity. I said, okay, well, if I'm going to be more authentic, what is authenticity? And authenticity is real or genuine, real or genuine, not copied or false. Real or genuine, not copied or false. Well, clearly I'm not a copy, but am I being as real and genuine as I can be? I think I am, but is there more? The second thing is true or accurate. Being authentic is true and accurate. And I'm true and accurate to the best of my ability. And then the last one is what really got me, and that is true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. And I went, yeah, that's what I'm talking. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm sensing. I want to go into 2022 and I want to have a better assurance and knowing of who I am in my practice, in my life, that I can be true to my own personality, my own spirit, and my own character. Because when we act inauthentically, it hurts our patients and it hurts us. But the flip side is that it takes courage to be authentic. It takes courage to stand up against, you know, the mainstream. It takes courage to step out of line and say, no, I'm not going to wear a mask in a supermarket. No, I won't do it. You can ask me to leave, but it takes courage. And I want to be more courageous. I want to be more courageous. So how can you and I be more authentic in every aspect of our lives? How can we do that? Well, first, I think we have to get acquainted with who we really are. What's important? What do I love? What do you love? What makes you happy? What makes you not happy? Where do you want to serve? Who do you want to serve? Those are all very, very important questions, because when you know those answers, then you're able to be really true to yourself. And if you don't want to work with a certain type of patient, it's okay. Say no. You don't have to take them. Your bank account is going to be much happier at the end of the day or the week or the month when you said yes to the right people. Because the ones that you don't want to work with, or those patients that just aren't a good fit, they're the ones that end up causing a problem anyway. So let them go. But find your voice and be confident about who you are and what you want and what authenticity looks like to you. So I wrote down some things that define an authentic person. You ready? Here they are. Authentic people keep their word. They keep their word to themselves and they keep their word to others. Authentic people don't just talk the talk, they walk the talk. They don't just talk the talk, so you can't be talking about health and then eating, you know, ice cream and bonbons on the weekend, unless you're telling your patients to do the same. So we walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk. Authentic people are mindful of their thoughts and are intentional about how they act out those thoughts with others. And I say I'm guilty about this. I'm totally throwing myself under the bus here. I sometimes will be talking bad in my head, like, oh, that person made me so mad, or I just don't want to deal with that. And you ask my team, they'll tell you the same thing, like, oh, she can kind of get grumpy about this stuff. But that's not being nice. And authentic people are kind. They're kind, and they're kind always, and they're kind randomly. So random kindness. I love random kindness. I love paying for coffee for the person behind me, in front of me. I'm happy to do that. I love random acts of kindness. Go over and above, make somebody's day. That part's easy for me. But am I being kind when I'm thinking grumpiness about someone? No. So that's not being true to my core self. My core self, I'm a very kind person. So where I'm out of authenticity, I'm out of integrity really there. Authentic people live in the moment and they live in every moment. So right now, when I'm recording this podcast for you, I'm living in this moment with you. I'm not thinking about something else I have to do. I'm not thinking about the patients that are coming in today. I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about being with you today and right now. So authentic people are always, they are always aware of the moment. Authentic people are good listeners, both internally and externally. So authenticity means that I'm listening to that inside voice, my inside true north, so to speak. And then I'm also being able to listen to others outside my world and then be able to bridge that gap and make that connection. Authentic people do what their heart tells them to do. They follow their heart. So if you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear one. If you don't want to see a patient, don't see one. If you don't want to go to a certain place for a vacation, then say something. But be authentic, be true to yourself. And lastly, authentic people are open-minded. And man, oh man, do we need more of that now. I am guilty of being a little closed-minded sometimes. And I know that the ability to be open-minded means that I can judge something, but I don't have any bias or prejudice. So not judgment like as in a negative way, but I can judge as in assess or evaluate or consider something without prejudice or bias. I don't have to be right. I just have to be authentic. That's all. And then to wrap up, I have a quote from one of my favorite authors, and her name is Brené Brown. You've probably heard of her. And I'm going to read this quote to you because it is so, so, so good. Here's what she says. Brené Brown says, "To be authentic, we must cultivate the courage to be imperfect and vulnerable. We have to fundamentally believe we are worthy of love and acceptance just as we are. I've learned there is no better way to invite more grace, gratitude, and joy into our lives than by mindfully practicing authenticity." That is so good and so true. So, my friend, let's make 2022 an authentic year. Let's be true to ourselves, true to what we believe, the principles, the health principles, the business principles, the life principles, all the things that you know are core to who you are. Let's be true to those things this year, in this coming year. And so we can love serving the people we serve, and we can enjoy every moment with our families and be present and all of those things that make up authenticity in your life and my life. So this is my final podcast for 2021. It's been an amazingly wonderful year. And I have to say that I truly love each and every one of you that listens to this podcast, that are in my life. Whether you're just an innocent bystander, so to speak, you're kind of a watcher and a looker, or whether we have a little bit more of a closer relationship in a Facebook group or an online group or a coaching relationship, but I care and love each one of you. I'm so care for and about, and I'm so grateful that you are in my life. So as we welcome in the new year, we're going to do so with authenticity. And I want you to make a promise to yourself, and I'm making that same promise to myself, that we will be true to the things that make us happy, and that we will put kindness first. We will wear kindness outside. And most importantly, that we stay true to our hearts. Have a great new year, and I'll talk to you next year.